姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主在两周以前给我们一个春令的特会。
We thank the Lord that 2 weeks ago He gave us the spring conference.
我相信弟兄姊妹都印象非常深刻。
I know that it's left a deep impression among brothers and sisters.
就是主借着我们弟兄呼召我们都来跟随羔羊。
That the Lord through our brother called us to follow the Lamb.
因为这个题目是那么重要。
Because this topic is so important.
所以我盼望能够有几次的时间，我们和弟兄姊妹们在我们实际的生活中来学习跟随羔羊。
So I hope to fellowship with brothers and sisters how to follow the Lamb within our lives.
今天呢，我想交通就是在家庭生活中，我们来跟随羔羊。
Today I want to talk about how to follow the Lamb within our family life.
我们先来读主的话。
Let's read God's words first.
请弟兄姊妹先打开希伯来书第十章十二节。
We'll ask brothers and sisters to open up Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12.
希伯来书第十章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12.
好，我们把中文念一次，英文念一次。
We'll read once in Chinese and once in English.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭。就在神的右边坐下了。
But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God.
第二处我们来念启示录。
Second passage will be in the book of Revelation.
刚才的希伯来书就是让我们看见羔羊在祭坛上和羔羊在宝座上这两幅图画。
What we just read in Hebrews allows us to see two pictures of the Lamb, one of the Lamb on the altar and the other on the throne.
那么现在我们来看启示录第十四章。
Next, we'll flip to Revelation chapter 14.
我们读第一节还有四和五节。
We'll read verse 1 and verse 4 through 5.
我们好不好？中文、英文大家一起读。
Let's read Chinese and English together.
启示录第十四章第一节还有第四、第五节，一起来。
Together.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。这里讲到有一般人，他们是紧紧跟随羔羊，直到最后和他一同得胜。
Here it speaks about a group of people who follow the Lamb very closely until the end, until he was overcome.
再来我们看一下哥林多后书第三章。
Next, we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
哥林多后书第三章第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
好，我们也是翻到了以后一起读。
We'll read it together once we all found it.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这节经文特别讲到，我们之所以能改变像羔羊，那是因为我们一直不断地来注视它，我们一直不断地来看它。
So in this passage it says that the only way we're able to become like the image of the Lamb is because we continue to behold him.
好，再来我们读一下约翰福音第一章。
Next we'll turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章我们读35到39节。
Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 35 through 39.
约翰福音第一章三十五，我们一起来。
Together.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“ 拉比在哪里住？拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说，你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住，那时约有僧正了。这段经文特别讲到，当神借着施洗约翰把主耶稣是神的羔羊启示出来的时候。
This passage specifically speaks about when the John the Baptist had manifested Christ as the Lamb.
那门徒们呢就来跟随他。
And the disciples followed after him.
跟随最重要的点就是什么呢？就是能够跟他同住。
And the most important point in following him is that they were able to stay with him.
接着我们来读一下旧约生命记。
Next, we'll turn to the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章，这是摩西五经的第五本。生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, this is the fifth book of the five books of Moses.
第一到第九节。
Verse 1-9.
这段经文讲到我们和我们的儿女们应当如何来学习我们在对神的认识和敬畏以及对他话语的尊重。
This passage talks about how we along with our children are to come to understand the Lord better and to honor him and to follow after him.
好，我们来读也是一起读好吗？第六章第一到第九节。
We'll read it together. Chapter 6, verse 1 through 9.
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神谨守他的一切律例诫命就是我所吩咐你的使你的日子得以长久以色列啊你要听要谨守遵行使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得以享福人事极其增多正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的以色列啊你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上也要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论也要系在手上为记号戴在额上为经文又要写在你房屋的门框上并你的城门上我们继续读也是生命记第四章的第九节
We'll continue reading in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 9.
第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。这是讲到神在我们身上的恩典。他的作为我们要常常的述说并且述说给我们的子子孙孙
This talks about the grace of God and his works in our lives and how we are to continue to tell our sons and our grandsons
好我们现在要回到罗马书新约的罗马书
We'll turn back to the New Testament to the book of Romans
我们读罗马书的六章第五节
We'll read Romans chapter 6 verse 5
罗马书六章第五节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 5.
好，来。
Together.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。这是讲到我们与基督的在祭坛上的羔羊在祭坛上和羔羊在宝座上这两件事情的联合。在我们的生活中来表现它。
This talks about the joining of the lamb upon the altar and the lamb upon the throne and how it is to be shown in our lives.
好，接着我们来看一下以弗所书的第五章。
Next, we'll turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章我们要练几节，先练22到25。
We'll read a few verses from here. First, from verse 22 to 25.
22到25。
Verse
22
through
25. 好，我们一起来。
Together.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。好，接着我们来读31到32。
Verse 31 through 32.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。这一段是特别讲到夫妻的关系，是神用来表示，让我们来实践基督和教会关系的一个最重要的关系。
So this passage talks about the relationship between a husband and wife and how that is in reference to the relationship of Christ to the church.
好，最后我们来读六章一到四。
Next, we'll read same Ephesians chapter 6 now, verse 1 through 4.
一到四，我们一起来。
Verse 1 through 4, together.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，我们再有点祷告好吗？
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不仅把生命赐给我们，
Not only have you given us your life,
也把圣灵赐给我们，
You've also given us the Holy Spirit,
并且把你的话语赐给我们，
You've given us your word.
我们今天早晨恭敬地读你的话，
This morning we come before you to read your word.
我们心中的渴望是借着你的话更多认识你，
We desire in our hearts to know you better through your word.
借着听你的话来表示我们对你的爱，
And to show you our love through listening to your word.
主，愿你的话在我们心里面有地位。
Lord, may your words have a place within our hearts.
让我们来谨守遵行你所教训我们的。
So that we can hold on to and obey what you have taught us.
好，叫我们在地上能够得福。
So that we may be blessed upon this earth.
并且能够为你真实做见证。
And to be true testimonies for you.
我们把这短短一个小时仰望在主的手中。
We commit this short hour into your hands.
主啊，愿你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you be merciful.
使我们这些简单的交通。
That in our simple fellowship.
带给我们极大无比的祝福。
Bring great blessings to us.
凡是听了你的话又去行的人。
For those who hear your words and act.
主啊，愿你把天上的福、地上的福都赏给我们。
May you give us the blessings of heaven and earth.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉我主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In our Lord Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
用怎么样在过去的特会当中。
Brothers and sisters, in our past conference,
有很多重要的点。
There are many important points.
今天我特别提出三个点来和弟兄姊妹们有一点交通。
Today I will speak upon three of those and share it with the brothers and sisters.
也是一个复习。
It is like a review.
头一个就是说，羔羊是神解决一切问题的唯一答案。
The first is that the Lamb is God's only solution to all the problems in the universe.
也是我们今天在地上学习的属灵方法和道路。
And he is also our spiritual method and way here on earth.
我们简单再看一下。
Let's look at it simply.
就是当亚当犯罪的时候。
That when Adam sinned.
这是罪第一次进到人类，进到世界。
It is the first time that sin entered into man and into earth.
那神是用什么来对付这个问题呢？
In what way did God deal with this problem?
圣经说，神用皮子做衣服给亚当穿上。
God said that he used the skin of animals to place it on Adam.
这个皮子的衣服就代表 有一只动物被杀了。
This clothing made of the skin of an animal means that this animal was killed.
那从后面神继续的启示，直到启示，我们知道这一只动物呢，应该是羔羊。
And the Lord revealed all the way to the book of Revelations that this animal was a lamb.
所以当我们人穿上这个皮衣的时候，也就是新约时代所说的披戴的基督。
So as man put on the sheepskin, it is just as we put on Christ.
因为基督才是真正神的羔羊。
Because Christ is a true Lamb of God.
那么这个神的羔羊一在我们身上的时候，神就称我们为义了。
And when this Lamb of God is on us, God sees us as righteous.
那么第二个，我们就看见施洗约翰他所得的启示。
And secondly, let's look at the revelation that John the Baptist had.
那这是旧约转到新约的一个重要的知识。
This is an important point from turning from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
施洗约翰是主耶稣的先锋。
Because John the Baptist is the forerunner of Christ.
所以他怎么样介绍主耶稣，那是非常重要的。
So how he introduces Christ is very important.
我们看见他两次说，看哪，神的羔羊。
We see him say here twice.
看哪，这是神的羔羊。
Behold, this is the Lamb of God.
所以主耶稣的的确确就是神在过去旧约四百年所一直预备的，乃是无瑕疵、无残疾的羔羊。
So Jesus Christ truly is a lamb that was being prepared for 400 years, a blameless one.
他在33年半的生活当中被撒旦和犹太人严格的检验过。
And through his 33 and a half years on earth, he was severely tested and tried by Satan and the Jews.
证明他的的确确没有斑点，没有瑕疵。
To prove that he truly is blameless and without spots.
然后他就被推上十字架，也可以说是他自己愿意走上十字架，为我们流血舍命。
And he willingly walked upon onto the cross to give his life for us.
在他最后断气之前，他说成了。
And before he took his last breath, he said, "It is finished."
所以主耶稣就是告诉我们说
，So Jesus tells us,
羔羊被杀乃是成就神救赎的一个唯一方法。
That as a lamb was sacrificed, this was the only solution to the problem.
然后新约是用这个血来立的。
And that the New Testament was set through this blood.
然后我们后来看见许许多多的人都因着这血得救，包括你我在内。
And then we see that many were saved through this blood, including you and I.
然后我们不仅得了血，然后我们也吃了羔羊的肉，意思就是说我们得着了羔羊的生命在里头。
Not only did we receive his blood, but we ate his flesh, which means that this lamb has come into us.
这是我们擘饼聚会，桌上摆的饼和摆的杯里面的葡萄汁所代表的意义。
And this is the meaning that is represented by the bread and cup that we have during breaking of bread.
那么也是那两幅图画。
And this is also those two pictures.
那我们看见说，整个启示录其实就是一再的讲羔羊，羔羊，一幅一幅的图画。跟每一个事件都是以羔羊来连接。
And we see that in Revelations, the focal point is the Lamb, and they keep mentioning the Lamb, the Lamb.
所以我们看见有羔羊的宝座。
So we see that there's a throne of the Lamb.
有羔羊的妻。
There's the wife of the Lamb.
有羔羊的婚宴。
There's the feast of the Lamb.
有羔羊的生命册。
And there's the book of life of the Lamb.
所以羔羊真的是总结所有神的这一切的作为，并且是解决所有人类问题的唯一的答案。
So we see that the Lamb completes all things, and he is the one solution to all the problems.
兄弟们，我们来到这个最末后的时代。
Brothers and sisters, as we enter into the end times.
真的没有一件事比被磨成羔羊的形象更重要。
There is not one thing that is more important than to be conformed to the image of Christ.
因为启示录给我们看见说，整个世代的末了乃是羔羊与兽中间的一个征战。
Because in Revelations it tells us that the end of the world is the battle between Christ or between the Lamb and Satan.
我们看见今天兽的性质和作为真的是充满了世界在每一个方面。
We see that the works and the nature of the beast is within everything in this world.
那就是用淫乱和暴力来做代表的兽的性质。
And he uses adultery and violence to represent his nature.
我相信我们稍微看一下世界，我们都会很容易就看见。
If we take a glimpse of this world, we can see it very, very easily.
世界是充满了淫乱。
That the world is full of adultery.
并且有一个淫乱的灵是竭尽他所能的，要把人类完全的污秽掉。
And using this adulterous spirit, he tries to defile all mankind.
所以我们和我们的儿女们都在这个风暴的里头。
And both we and our children are in this together.
我们需要蒙神的拯救。
We need to be saved by Christ.
脱离兽的淫乱。
And to be freed from the adultery of the beast.
还有兽的暴力。
And to be freed from his violence.
今天的暴力很多都发生在家庭当中。
Today's violence is seen mostly among families.
是一个可怕的时代。
It's a very terrible age.
有父母杀儿女。
You have parents killing children.
儿女杀父母。
You have children killing parents.
有这个孙子杀祖父母。
You have grandchildren murdering grandparents.
这是一个可怕的时代。
This is a very terrible age.
所以我们必须承认，这是一个兽竭尽他最后力量要做工的时代。
So we can see that this age is the last age that the beast will use all his power.
我们得胜的路在哪里呢？
Where is our road of salvation?
就是依靠羔羊。
It is to rely upon the Lamb.
就是渴望被羔羊这个生命来充满。
It's a desire that the life of the Lamb may fill us.
那么第二个点我们要来复习的就是说，我们要有羔羊的思想。
And the second point that we want to review is that we need to have the thought of the Lamb.
我们在生活当中培养出一个羔羊的观念。
That in our lives we may cultivate the concept of the Lamb.
并且这个羔羊的观念控制我们生活的每一个部分。
And through the concept of the Lamb, it may govern every aspect of our life.
我们看见以色列人的的确确，神是用他们的生活来塑造这个观念和改变他们的生活。
We see that God, in the lives of the Israelites, used the concept of the Lamb to govern their lives.
我们看见从亚伯开始。
We see that from Abel,
用羔羊来献祭给神。
Who sacrificed lamb to God.
然后其他一些重要的旧约代表人物，像摩西，像大卫。
And other important Old Testament representatives, Moses and David.
他们都是牧羊人。
They were all shepherds.
再被神高升成为领袖。
And they were raised up by God to be leaders.
所以弟兄告诉我们说，以色列的这个民族呢，就是一个牧羊的民族。
So we know that the nation of Israel were a people, a shepherding people.
所以他们成了牧羊的人。
So they became shepherds.
也称为献羊的人，因为牧羊的目的是为了奉献给神。
And they were people who offered up and sacrificed the lamb.
也称为吃羊的人。
And also people who ate the lamb.
因为神也让羔羊成为他们的享受。
Because God allowed the lamb to be their enjoyment.
正如神让基督成为我们的享受一样。
Just as God allows Christ to be our enjoyment.
那么羔羊这件事情呢，不仅我们的思想里面要有。
So the concept of the lamb is not only within our minds.
光有思想还不够。
Or within our thoughts. It's not enough to have a thought.
因为它必须变成一个观念。
But it needs to become a concept.
我们可以有很多很多的思想。
We can have many thoughts.
但是只有它形成一个不变的观念的时候，我们的生活才会被它所影响。
But only when it is changed into when it is an unchangeable concept will it impact our lives.
所以今天我们在地上学习。
So today as we learn on this earth,
就是我们要活得像羔羊。
We need to live like the lamb.
并且在生活中把羔羊的生命表现出来。
And to display the life of the lamb within our lives.
好，那么第三个点我们要复习的就是说，羔羊这个观念，还得借圣灵的启示，才能够变成属灵的实际。
The third point of review is that the concept of the Lamb needs to be revealed by the Holy Spirit in order to reach reality.
那么这只有我们自己每一个弟兄姊妹到神的跟前去。
And this is when each one of us come before the Lord.
我们不仅是听见有羔羊这样的意念。
Not only do we hear about this concept of the Lamb.
并且让圣灵来启示出来说，羔羊的被杀和羔羊的复活究竟对我们今天的生活，对我们整个的人生的前途和我们永世的祝福有什么关系？
But may we allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us that the death of the Lamb and the resurrection of the Lamb, what kind of an impact it has upon our future.
那这样让我们产生一个爱慕。
So that we can have this adoration.
在生活中我们真的愿意效法羔羊的死。
That in our life, we truly want to imitate the death of the Lamb.
我们不是每一件事情都要争我们对别人错。
Not that in everything we want to say we're right and they're wrong.
那我们也愿意来有羔羊复活的经历。
But may we also experience the resurrection of the Lamb.
啊，让我们能够享受在复活中那种的喜乐，那种生命啊永义的情况。
So that we can enjoy the joy of resurrection.
但是这个呢，不是人工所能做的。
But this is not something that can be accomplished by the works of man.
是需要由我们的爱慕来圣灵在我们身上来做工。
But through our adoration and the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后把我们带进有属灵实际的这些操练。
So that he can bring us into the exercise of reality.
所以借着这三点的复习。
So through these three review points.
我们希望和弟兄姊妹们再来一起的勉励。
We hope to encourage brothers and sisters together.
把羔羊的形象。
To use the image of the Lamb.
借着两幅图画能够一直在我们里面刻画得更清楚更深刻。
Through the two pictures of the Lamb, may it be etched into our hearts, deeper and more clearly.
我们的弟兄勉励我们说这个图画呢要看得清楚。
Our brother encouraged us and said that these pictures, we need to see them very clearly.
要看得准确。
We need to see them accurately.
也必须要看得深刻。
And we need to see it more deeply.
这样他在我们的生活中，他的影响才会是深刻的。
So that his impact upon our lives will be deeper.
那我们都知道啊，从前这个雕刻东西啦，或是刻唱盘啦，他们是要经过不断的、不断的、重复的做同样的动作。
We know that in carving work, they continue to perform the same motions over and over.
啊，最后那个图形才是不会磨灭的。
And in the end, that image will not be destroyed.
所以这个操练呢，就在我们生活中，我们有这个思想以后，遇见事情，我们就回到这个图画里去。
So through this training, when we are met with a situation, we can return to the picture.
不断的操练，直到成为一个熟练的一个技巧。
So that we continue to train until it becomes a skillful set.
所以我们能够效法羔羊在祭坛上的死。
So that we can imitate the death of the lamb.
表现出羔羊的柔软和顺服。
To display his softness and his obedience.
也表现出羔羊的谦和和慈爱。
And to show forth his gentleness and his love.
然后让我们能够有一个肯受苦。能忍耐的生命
so that we can have a life that is willing to bear suffering and one that endures.
但是如果我们真实在圣灵中来经历这个
but if we truly experience this within the Holy Spirit,
那后面带来的喜乐是非常之大的
then the joy that it brings in the end will be great.
如同死里复活一样
just as we're resurrected from the dead.
所以我们有这样的经历的时候你会觉得圣灵用圣膏油厚厚地膏我们
So when we have these experiences, we can feel that the Holy Spirit has anointed us.
我们的血气，我们的不平，立刻就变成喜乐和平安。
That our flesh and our uneasiness becomes peace and joy.
我们生命里面也把那能力也能够健全。
And that we can fulfill the power within our lives.
所以我们今天所要交通的这个关于在家庭中来跟随羔羊。
So today we want to fellowship about How we follow the Lamb in our family lives.
但是，渴望我们每一位弟兄姊妹都能够跟得紧。
So we hope that brothers and sisters may follow closely.
我们肯效法他。
And that we will be willing to imitate him.
然后，至终我们就被磨成了羔羊的形象。
And in the end, we'll be conformed into the image of the Lamb.
能够像启示录那第十四章那十四万四千人一样。
Just as in Revelations chapter 14, the 144,000.
圣灵告诉我们说
The Holy Spirit tells us
这十四万四千人他们是羔羊无论往哪里去都跟随他
says that these 144,000 no matter where the lamb went they followed
他们有个特点
they have a special characteristic
圣经是用一个图画式的来讲他们未曾沾染妇女他们原是同身
he said that
第四节
They said that these are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste.
这是指的我们的属灵生命的纯洁，对于羔羊，我们的爱的忠诚。
This speaks about the purity of our spiritual life and our love and loyalty to the Lamb.
换句话说，就是除了羔羊之外，我们没有别的爱好。In
other words, aside from the Lamb, we have no other love.
没有一个人事物可以超越我们对羔羊的爱。
That no other man or thing, object, can exceed our love for the Lord.
在第五节那里说，他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in verse 5 it says, and no lie was found in their mouth, they are blameless.
说出他们对于羔羊是非常诚实的，他们把自己的光景诚诚实实的呈现在羔羊的面前。
It speaks to their honesty towards the Lamb, that everything that happens in their life, they tell him very honestly.
我们告诉主说，我们需要你的救赎。
We tell the Lord, we need your salvation.
我生命中有这个难处。
I have this hindrance in my life.
我正在跟罪，跟我自己的肉体打这个仗，但是我胜不过。
I am in battle with my flesh and with sin, and I'm unable to overcome.
而不是装作说我们都没有问题。
And not to pretend that we have no problems.
所以这个诚实对羔羊的态度，那是我们蒙拯救的一个秘诀。
So this honesty towards the Lamb is a secret to our salvation.
对，刚才哥林多后书第3章18节讲的非常重要。
And in 2 Corinthians it says something very important.
就是今天是神怎么样把我们磨成羔羊的形象呢？
How is it that the Lord has conformed us to the image of the Lamb?
他说，乃是我们呐，好像来看镜子。But
he says that it is like we are beholding a mirror.
然后呢，从那个光啊，可以反照出来。And
the light reflects off of it.
那么我们用一个方式来说，就是主耶稣是那个光源。Let's
say it in this way, that our Lord Jesus Christ is that light.
那么当他被我们所看的时候，他的光呢，就照在我们身上。
And when we behold him, his light shines upon us.
我们的身上呢，就可以反射出他自己的光来。
And then we can reflect his light out.
虽然我们的光远远赶不上他的光。
Even though our light cannot compare to his light.
但是那些的反射都是真实的。
But the reflection is true.
这样逐渐的，每天不断的操练。
And as we continue to train and practice this daily,
圣经说我们就变成了主的形状。
The Bible tells us that we will be transformed into the same image,
荣上加荣,
from glory to glory,
如同从主的灵变成的,
just as from the Lord the Spirit.
这是神做工在我们身上改变我们的一个过程，他的真正的方式。
This is the true process of how the Lord changes us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天所说的操练,
what we have talked about, the training that we talked about,
不是一种宗教式的行为,
is not the acts of religion,
乃是真实圣灵在我们生命里面所做改变的工作,
but it is the true changing work of the Holy Spirit within us.
我想因为圣灵都已经赐给我们了,
I think that as the Holy Spirit has already been given to us,
所以每一个神的儿女应该都有一条路, 可以达到神要做工在我们身上的目的。
So every child of God has a path to obtain this.
就是被磨成羔羊的形象。
That is to be conformed to the image of the Lamb.
那么现在我们要来讲到，就是我们有这些的认识之后。
Now we're going to talk about after we have this realization.
在我们的家庭中，最重要的就是与羔羊同住。
That in our family life, what is most important is to abide with the Lamb.
就是常常有主的同在。
That we often have the presence of God.
所以学习在与人同住之前。
So before we learn to live with others,
我们先要学怎样来与羔羊同住。
We need to first learn how to abide with the Lamb.
没有跟羔羊同住。
If we are unable to abide with the Lamb,
我们就不可能跟人同住的好。
Then there's no possibility of us living peacefully with others.
所以在约翰福音第1章那里告诉我们说,
So in John chapter 1 it says,
当时施洗约翰的门徒一听见这是神的羔羊的时候，他们就跟着主耶稣去了。
When the two disciples of John the Baptist heard him say, Behold the Lamb of God, they immediately followed him.
他们跟的结果呢，有一个非常重要的一个字。
And the result is there's a very important word here.
那就是住。
That is stay.
当主耶稣问他们说你们要什么的时候。
When our Lord Jesus asked them, what is it that you seek?
很奇妙，圣灵叫他们答的不是要什么东西。
Miraculously, the Holy Spirit didn't cause them to say something that they sought after.
而乃是说要去跟你同住。
But they said that they wanted to stay with him.
我相信这实在是圣灵的启示。
And I believe that this is truly the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵后来就借着其中的一个门徒，就是使徒约翰，来写启示录。
So then the Holy Spirit, through one of the apostles, Apostle John, wrote Revelations.
整本启示录里面就充满了羔羊的字眼和羔羊的形象。
And the entire book of Revelation had the nature and the image of the Lamb.
它是一个第一个学会住，并且呢住出那个羔羊形象的人。
He was the first to learn how to abide and to show his abidance in the Lamb.
关于与羔羊的同住的许许呢，我想提三个点。
And pertaining to this, I wanted to mention three points.
就是刚才我们在《生命记》第六章和第四章里面所看到的。
It is what we saw in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and chapter 4.
第一个点呢，就是敬畏神。
And the first point is to fear God.
第二个点呢，是教导神的话。
The second point is to teach God's words.
那么第三个就是要交通神的作为。
And the third is to fellowship on what God has done.
如果我们在这个三个点在我们家中有所实行的时候，
If we can manifest this in our family life,
我们真的能够带进主的同在。
We can truly bring in the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的家最重要的是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is most important in our family?
就是神跟我们同在。
It is the presence of our Lord.
如果我们去看去读旧约的时候，
When we read the Old Testament,
譬如像出埃及记，
For example, Exodus.
当以色列人他们造了金牛犊犯罪的时候，
When the Israelites built the golden calf and sinned,
神就说我不跟你们一起到迦南地去了。
God said that I will not go to Canaan with you.
你们这么顽梗这么悖逆，你们自己去吧。
You're so rebellious, you go on your own.
但是摩西怎么样的恳求呢？
But how did Moses beckon with the Lord?
摩西说如果你不带我们去，
Moses said, if you don't lead us,
我们也不去。
We're not going to go.
摩西在神的面前恳切地跟神祷告，
And Moses prayed sincerely before the Lord,
求神带着他们去，
And begged the Lord to lead him.
因为摩西知道，
Because Moses knows,
以色列人绝不可能去战胜那个迦南地人的驱逐，
That the Israelites would not be able to overcome the natives in Canaan.
以色列人不可能在那场战争中靠着自己力量来得胜而把那块地占起来。
And the Israelites cannot through their own power and strength overcome them to obtain the land.
所以神最后就答应摩西说好我跟你们同去。
So in the end, God agreed, or yes, he said that I will go with you.
并且要跟你们立约。
And I will set a covenant with you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们的家若是一直的恳求主的同在，
If our family continues to seek after the presence of our God,
我们的家会是一个充满爱的一个家。
Our family will be a family full of love.
我们家会充满了属灵的空气。
Our family will have an abundance of spiritual scents.
我们每一个家人在那里，
That every member in our family
都能够吸收到这个爱的气息，
can enjoy this air of this breath，
然后我们能够享受到那个属灵的空气，
and that we can enjoy the breath, the spiritual breath，
这是生命所最需要的东西，
and this is something that our life needs most，
我们讲论是需要的，
we do need doctrines，
但是如果没有那个氛围，我们可以花很多力气，但是看不见结果。
But if we don't have this boundary, we can put a lot of effort and time into it without seeing results.
那么我们怎么样带进羔羊跟我们同住呢？
So how can we enter into living in the presence of the Lamb?
生命记第六章的第二节告诉我们说，
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 2 it says,
当你们把这些教训你的儿女的时候，
As you teach your sons and your grandson,
要叫你的子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神。
Teach your son and your grandson to fear the Lord your God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
没有一件事比敬畏神 更重要。
There is not one thing that is more important than fearing God.
今天人的问题就是因为对神缺少认识，也缺少敬畏。
Today, the problem with man is that we lack understanding and fear of God.
包括我们已经得救的神的儿女在内。
Including those of us who have been saved.
让姊妹们看我们怎么来对待主的名。
How can we, how do we treat the name of God?
看我们来怎样对待主的事。
How do we treat the things of God?
看我们怎么来对待这本圣经。
How do we treat this Bible?
这都可以看得出来我们对神的敬畏到底有多少。
It all shows how much fear we have for God.
我们圣经可以随便放。
We can put our Bibles anywhere.
我们圣经弄破弄脏很平常。
That when our Bibles become tattered and dirty, it's very common.
有一次有个姊妹做了一个见证，我印象非常深刻。
One time, a sister gave her testimony that left a deep impression in me.
就是她是原先还没信主的时候，她很喜欢佛经。
That before she believed in the Lord, she really liked the book of Buddhism.
然后呢，给她佛经的人呢，告诉她说，你要非常尊重这本书啊。
And the person who gave her the book of Buddhism said that you really need to honor this book.
你要把那书啊放在你这个房间最高的地方。
You need to place this book in the highest place in your house.
你手要洗干净才能够来打开它。
And you need to wash your hands clean before you open it.
所以他就把这个话就接受了。
So she accepted this.
但是后来，当他开始接触到福音的时候
，When in the end when she came to contact with the gospel.
我忘了他是不是已经信了主。
I forget if she had already believed.
好像他对于这本圣经呢，还赶不上对那本佛经的尊重。
But her reverence for this, for the Bible could not compare to her reverence for, the Buddhist book.
所以说有一天做梦的时候。
So one day when she had a dream,
也不知道怎么回事，她的手呢一下就把那个圣经就打下去了。
And she doesn't know what happens, but she swung her hand and knocked the Bible onto the floor.
然后圣灵借着这件事情来提醒她。
And the Holy Spirit used this to remind her.
你对于圣经的尊重，还要远比你从前对佛经的尊重才对。
That your respect for the Bible should far surpass your respect for the Buddhist book.
兄弟们，我们从具体看得见的事情。
Brothers and sisters, what we can see.
From
the things that we can see.
那我们可以检验我们对这位看不见的神到底有多少的敬畏。
We can deduce how much respect and honor we have for our God.
我举赞美这个例子。
I use my daughter as an example.
有一次呢，赞美的学校说，他们那一天呢，全部的学生都要把衣服穿反过来。
One day in high school, they decided that all the students were to wear shirts that were inside out.
他很乖啊，就听老师的话，那天就穿着一个反的衣服就要上学去了。
So she was obedient and listened to the teacher, and so she wore a sweatshirt inside out.
那个英美看到他这衣服怎么穿这个样子
，and her mother saw.That it was kind of weird.
就跟他讲说，你是神的儿女，你不要穿那个样子去。
She said that you are a child of God, you can't wear that to school.
赞美说不行啊，大家都穿这样，我不能穿不一样。
And my daughter said, everyone's wearing it, I can't wear something different.
但是已经要上学了，时间很短。
But she was already going to school, and there's very little time.
啊，争也不行。
And there was no time to argue.
然后就跟他讲说，你到房间去祷告祷告。
And so her mom said, go to your room and pray.
看主是说要穿正的还是穿反的，那你就去。
See what God tells you, if he wants you to wear it inside out or the right way.
结果祷告了一阵子出来以后，她跟妈妈，她就把衣服放过来了。
And after she prayed for a little while, she came out wearing the sweatshirt the right way.
那天我们夫妻两个人都觉得很安慰。
And that day, both my wife and I felt very comforted.
我们父母啊，没有办法来说服她要怎样穿。
That the parent, or us as parents, were unable to change her mind about what to wear.
但是因着对主的敬畏啊，这个把衣服穿对呢，就没有困难。
But through respect for God, to wear your clothes the right way is not difficult.
所以能够听神的话。
So in order to obey God's words,
就显出我们对他的敬畏。
It reveals our reverence for Him.
那第二个点是我们在家里面要来教导。神的话。
And the second point is to teach God's words in our home.
圣经对以色列人是三令五申，就是一再的重复，他们必须殷勤的把神的话教导他的儿女们。
And God, through His words, said that the Israelites must diligently teach His words.
并且在讲这个教导之前呢，他先是说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
And before this, He says that I command you today, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
神把我们爱慕他的话，教导他的话。看着我们对他爱的一个表示。
God uses our love for His words and our love for teaching His words as an example of how we are to Him.
所以首先他就对父母说话。
So first He speaks to the parents.
他说我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Says that these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.
只有父母肯把神的话记在心上。
So parents need to be willing to have the word of God on their heart, to memorize His word.
能够尊重神的话，听神的话。
And to honor it and to listen, obey it.
他才能够去教导他的儿女，也来记神的话，也来听神的话。
So that they can teach their children to listen and memorize His word.
所以，上个周末啊，有一件事情也让我非常感恩。
And last weekend, something really touched my heart and I was thankful.
就是我看到那个善美啊，那个背这个罗马书啊第四章和第五章的啊一到十一节。
My youngest daughter was memorizing Romans, chapter 4 and chapter 5.
啊，第四章啊，我觉得是特别难背的一章圣经。
I feel that Romans chapter 4 is extremely difficult to memorize.
但是我看到，哎，善美她真的是想把它背下来。
But I saw that Gloria truly was determined to memorize it.
而且还叫我来帮她听听看她有没有背错。
And she asked me to follow along to see if she had memorized wrong.
虽然读的好像背的翻来覆去啊，很辛苦，那么很容易有一些字就错了。
Seems that it is very easy to flip some words.
但是她一点都不气馁。
But she didn't give up.
也没有失去耐心。
And she didn't lose her patience.
那天早晨要去的时候，又叫我跟她听一听，所有的都在背一次，然后有错的再改一改。
And that morning she asked me to look over again and listen to her, memorize it, and whatever she had wrong, she would correct it.
后来英美提醒我们。
And then my wife reminded us.
就是她因为常常背主的话，所以呢，好像也影响到了女儿。
That because she would often memorize God's words, that it had impacted her children.
因为我们知道啊，在美国，他们是不再讲究背书的。
Because we know that in America, they don't stress memorization.
美国的教育不太讲究背的。
That the U.S. education does not stress memorization of books.
但是呢，我们看见孩子愿意背圣经啊，我们心里面真的就非常喜乐。
But we are truly joyful when we see that our children are willing to memorize the Bible.
所以以色列人的父母亲被授予一个非常重要的责任。
So the parents of the Israelites had a very important responsibility.
殷勤的把神的话教导他的儿女们。
To diligently teach the word of God to their children.
到一个地步说呢，你无论是坐在家里，行在路上。
To a point where whether you're sitting in your house or walking by the way.
躺下起来都要谈论。
Whether you're lying down or when you rise.
还有说系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，还要把它写在房屋的门框，还有城门上。
Also, to bind it as a sign on your hand and be as frontals on your forehead and to write it on the doorposts and on your gates.
那么简单的说，就是要他们无时无地都在谈论神的话。
Simply speaking, that no matter at all times and wherever they are, to constantly fellowship on the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果旧约时代有一些父母这样做。
Brothers and sisters, if in this age there are parents who do this,
那我们今天在家里，我们有没有这样来教导我们的儿女呢？
Then in our household today, are we teaching our children in this way?
我承认在这方面我也非常的做得非常的不好，很多的亏欠。
I admit that I have very many shortcomings in this aspect.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他让我们跟孩子们交通。
He allows us to fellowship with our children.
去赎回一些他们小时候没有得着的福气。
And to bring back some of the blessings that they had missed out on.
这些年我就把他们那个两姐妹就是早上叫起床，我们就在主面前读他的话。
And in these past few years, together with my two daughters, we would have morning devotions in the morning.
然后一边读一边背。
And as we read, we also memorize.
现在那个我的这个孙外甥盛祥来了以后，他也加入。
And now my great nephew, who is living with us, he also is joining us.
这个刚刚信主的年轻孩子啊，高中生啊，感谢主啊，早晨六点多钟，他愿意起来，他站来读圣经。
And even though he is just a high schooler who just believed, he was willing to wake up and memorize.
每次我去叫他起床的时候，我叫盛祥。
Every time I go and wake him up, and I say Benjamin.
他就说：“舅公，对不起，我赶快起来。”
He says, "Grand uncle, sorry, I'll get up right away."
然后真的就起来刷牙洗脸，然后就坐在那里，就跟着我们一起读。
He gets up, brushes his teeth, washes his face, and comes and reads with us.
特别是我们现在用这个生命读经的方式。
Especially in the way that we are reading the Bible today through life.
不像从前，我需要给他们解释了好多。
Not as before, where I would explain everything.
我们都大家去吃主的话。
But each one of us were learning to eat God's words.
中文、英文反复的读。
In English and Chinese, we read both.
然后我们也试着给他背诵一些。
And we try and practice memorizing some.
就这样子，大家都很享受，没有重担。
In this way, it is all enjoyable to everyone, and there's no burden. It's not a burden.
我相信这是每一个弟兄姊妹都可以带着孩子们做的。
I believe this is something that all brothers and sisters can lead their children in doing.
年幼的我们可以用年幼的圣经的版本。
For the younger ones, we can use versions that are suitable for them.
稍微大一点的可以用他们能懂的语言的版本。
And for those who are older, you can use the version that they are more used to.
那么当这些话在孩子们的里面有了一个地位的时候，
And when these words have a place within the hearts of our children,
就是慢慢你的教导会变得是轻省的。
Brothers and sisters, your teachings will become easier.
否则当我们的孩子越大的时候，
Or else when they become older,
你就发现你越带不动他。
You'll realize that you have less control over them.
那么我举一个例子
I have an example here to share.
就是善美啊，爱漂亮，就是喜欢戴耳环。
That my youngest daughter Gloria wanted to get earrings.
从大概不晓得初中还是什么时候就开始，就是年年都会要求说给我穿耳洞吧。
From about middle school age, every year she would ask to get her ears pierced.
每次都被我们挡下来。
And every time she was stopped by us.
但是她从来不死心。
But she was not wavered in her heart.
找到机会就再提一提。
Whenever she had an opportunity, she would bring it up.
有一次，英美就想出一个方法，就让她去读以赛亚书第三章第十八到二十三节。
And then one day, my wife thought of a way to allow her to read Isaiah chapter 3 verse 18.
特别是第十八节那里说哈，到那日，主必除掉他们华美的脚穿、法网、月牙圈、耳环、手镯。
And in verse 18 specifically, it says, "In that day, the Lord will take away the beauty of their ankles, headbands, crescent ornaments."
因为神借着以赛亚在那里批评那些锡安的女子。
Because God used Isaiah to rebuke the women there.
因着这些外面的装饰啊，在那里显出骄傲，人走起路来的样子都这个非常的非常的非常的骄傲高大。
Because of their appearance, they became very arrogant, and even in the way that they walked, this seemed arrogant.
结果后来上面读了以后，他就说我就不穿耳洞了。
So after Gloria read it, she said, "Okay, I won't get my ears pierced."
有一次从温哥华来的一家人呢住我们家。
One time there was a family from Vancouver, BC, came to our house to stay.
他们的女儿呢也是一直要穿耳洞戴耳环。
And their daughter also had earrings and loved wearing earrings.
英美就把这个秘诀就告诉她妈妈。
And so Deborah told the mom to show her this passage.
妈妈就带女儿就读这节经文。
So the mom brought the daughter and they read the passage together.
所以后来传了一个好消息说, 女儿说, 神这样说, 那我不要带了。
And then good news came to us, and the mom said the daughter didn't want to wear earrings anymore because of this. So brothers and sisters,
当我们把神的话 放在我们儿女心上的时候, 远胜过我们的千言万语。
When we place the word of God within our children's hearts, it surpasses the thousands of words we can say.
我们看见以诺是这样一个例子。
And we see that Enoch was one of these examples.
圣经讲到说啊, 以诺啊, 他是一个, 与神同行300年啊。
The Bible tells us that Enoch walked with the Lord 300 years.
后来被主把他活活地提走了。
And then he was taken up to heaven while he was still alive.
但这个过程中呢, 跟我们一样,
but in this process, it's the same with us.
他说呢, 他生儿养女,
so that he had many children.
所以以诺是一个很好的一个榜样,
so Enoch is a very good example.
他在那里生儿养女, 并且他教导他们,
that he took care and raised his children and taught them.
他借着自己与神的同行, 也带着他的孩子, 全家与神同行。
And through his own learnings with the Lord, he led his family.
所以我们不仅把话交给他们,
so not only would we give them the word of God,
我们也应该和他们常常有交通,
we need to also often have fellowship with them.
比如像昨天我也和两个女儿问一个问题,
just as yesterday I asked my two daughters a question.
我说像以诺这种被神提去的这个经历,
So the example of Enoch and his experience in being raptured.
是讲到我们在这个世界大灾难以前呢, 在千年国度到的时候,
it speaks to how we also have this chance to be raptured to the Lord before the millennium.
然后我就问他们说, 这个你们相信不相信?
And so I asked them, do you believe this?
感谢主啊, 两个都说相信。
And praise the Lord, both said they believed.
然后我说, 你们羡不羡慕?
And I asked them, does this impress you?
啊, 他们说, 他们是羡慕的。
They said yes.
我说, 那你们愿不愿意, 啊, 来追求也得, 也得做?
And so I asked them, are you willing to pursue after this and obtain it?
这样子慢慢, 我们要和我们的儿女, 真的把我们所, 从神领受的, 要有交通。
Brothers and sisters, we truly need to have this fellowship with our children on what we have received from the Lord.
因为神把他们托付给我们, 是一个非常非常, 啊, 重的一个责任。
Because the responsibility God has given us with our children is very serious.
啊, 他们的生命, 他们的前途, 他们整个永世里面的祝福, 都跟我们今天对他们的教导有关系。
Their future, their life, and what they will receive in the end is all related to this.
那么第三方面呢, 就是我们在家中应该交通神的作为。
And the third aspect is to fellowship on what God has done.
就像生命记第四章第九节所说的,
just as in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
他在那里讲说, 啊, 你要谨慎, 免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事。
It says to give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen.
又免得你一生这事离开你的心,
and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, we need to tell of the grace of God upon our lives to our children. And in this way, we remember God's grace towards us. And also to establish their faith.
啊, 如果没有这样,
if we don't do this,
可能我们这一代被神得着了,
maybe in our generation, we were obtained by the Lord.
但是我们的下一代呢, 可能就丢掉了。
But maybe we've lost the next generation.
这个就是为什么神要一再的重复, 告诉以色列人说, 你要殷勤, 你要殷勤地教训你的儿女。
This is why God continues to repeat himself with the Israelites, that you need to diligently teach your children.
当然这有另外一面,
of,
我们做儿女的责任。
Of course, there's a flip side, the responsibility of the children.
我们做儿女的, 有一个责任，就是要听从父母。
For the responsibility of the children is to obey parents.
当父母愿意和我们读神的话的时候，我们说好，我和你一起读。
When our parents are willing to read the Bible with us, we say, "Okay, I'll read with you."
当父母在那讲述神的作为和见证的时候，我们带着敬畏的心，我们在认真的听。
And as our parents share with us their experiences, we have a reverent heart to listen.
这样的孩子是蒙福的孩子。
This kind of child is one that is blessed.
我曾经看过啊，两个年轻人，真是有这样的一个特质。
I've seen two young people in the past who had this characteristic.
一次是在我在Pullman 读书的时候，看见一个从新加坡来的孩子。
Once when I was in Pullman studying, I saw a kid, a young man who came from Singapore.
他的对祖母对父母那种的尊重，虽然他人在这里，可是我从他在讲电话，我从他在这里对他父母的描述，我都可以知道这个孩子非常听话。
His respect for his grandmother and his parents, I could see that he was truly reverent of them. Even though they're so far apart, I could tell by the way he spoke to them on the phone.
他的一生也果然是非常的蒙福。
And his life was truly blessed.
那么另外一个是在加拿大温哥华，我们一个弟兄姊妹的大儿子。
And another one was the son of one of our family friends who live in Canada.
这个大儿子呢叫 Edison， 那是这个他的弟弟叫做 Isaac。
The older brother's name is Edison, and the younger Isaac.
这个 Isaac 呢比较调皮，但这个 Edison 呢就非常乖。
And Isaac was less obedient, but Edison was very obedient.
我看那个孩子呢，就是父母说的话啊，每一句他都把它当作是。他没有反问的，他没有说是要去反驳的。
And whatever the parents said, he obeyed, and he did not rebel against them in any way.
这是我们今天做儿女在神面前一个最让他喜乐，也是最蒙他祝福的关键。
And this point for children is one that causes the most joy for our Lord, and in the way that we will be truly blessed.
我们怎么能够知道我们是顺服神呢？
How can we tell if we are obeying God?
那就从我们对父母的顺服来看的。
We can see it from how we obey our parents.
因为父母就是神设立给儿女的一个属灵权柄。
Because our parents are established by God as a spiritual authority.
我们所有神的儿女都应当认识这个点。
All our children need to see this.
那么如果父母愿意教导，儿女愿意听，这个家的属灵气氛就会被建立起来。
And if the parents are willing to teach and the children are willing to obey, then our family will be lifted up.
那么神的同在，羔羊的同在就会充满在我们的家。
And that the presence of God and the presence of the Lamb will fill our house.
同志们，如果我们的孩子还年幼的话，你赶紧把这个气氛建立起来。
Brothers and sisters, if our children are still young, we need to quickly establish this.
如果孩子已经比较大了，已经没有那么容易带了，那我们只好在神面前学功课。
And if our children are older and less able to be brought or led along, we need to bring it to the Lord.
特别是做父亲的。
Especially those who are fathers.
神把这一家的责任是托付在你的身上。
God has given the responsibility of this entire family to you.
应当为着这些光景，屈膝在父的面前，恳切的流泪祷告，求神转变我们整个家的气氛。
And we need to come before the Lord for these situations to pray to Him.
做母亲的，在那做帮手，帮助丈夫，把这个气氛，把儿女带起来。
And for mothers, we need to support the father and to bring our family together.
今天与羔羊同住，后面我们才能够谈怎么样跟我们的丈夫、妻子来相处。
We need to learn to abide with the lamb first before we can talk about how to live with our husband and wife.
怎么样做一个好父亲？怎么样做一个好儿女
？How to be a good father? How to be good children?
怎样把我们的家能够不仅在家庭中能够有一个好的见证，而且能够跟教会整体联合起来。
So that our family not only will we have a good testimony together, but we can bring together the church.
好，我们今天呢就先讲这个点。
So we'll fellowship till here.
我们算下一次主愿意的话，我们再把后面几个点关于在家庭中与神的与羔羊的同住，我们再交通。
And the next time, Lord willing, we will continue to fellowship upon this topic.
啊, 我们好不好来唱一首诗歌?
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗歌 291首。
We'll sing hymn 291.
哦, 我愿像你。
Oh, to be like you. Thee.
291, 哦, 我愿像你, 我要像你。
Hymn 291, Oh, to be like thee.
啊, 我们好不好这样子? 啊, 我们一起唱前两节, 哦, 第三, 我们请姊妹唱, 第四请弟兄唱, 第五, 我们再一起唱。
We'll sing the first two verses together, verse 3, our sisters, verse 4, brothers, and verse 5 together.
然后唱完的时候, 我们就怎么大家一同, 啊, 到主面前再有敬拜, 也把我们心中的愿望来告诉主。
Afterwards, when we come before the Lord in worship and tell Him the desires of our hearts.
好, 我们一同起立, 好吗?
May we stand? Together.
哦, 我要向你开的救主, 这是我所求, 是我所慕, 我凡事丢弃, 一切的富足, 盼望能和你, 心相合乎, 哦, 我要向你, 哦, 我要向你, 可爱的救主, 像你模样, 像你的感觉, 像你的真切, 我的中心看你心想，我要像你那样的柔心，宽恕又怜悯，仁爱良善，帮助孤单的。
心想，姊妹们。
Sisters.
弟兄们,
brothers,
我要向你, 我紧迫追求, 我愿出代价, 跟随你时，将我的所失和我的所有完全献给你，不自禁也。哦，我要想你，哦，我要想你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心，刻你心想。
一起来。
Together.
我要想你，正当我祈求，倒下你的爱，充满我心，使我做个殿，配给你居留，是我的生命与你相依。哦，我要想你，我要想你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心，刻你心想。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord,
谢谢主，让我们能够聚在你的跟前。所以今天早晨接纳众弟兄姊妹的敬拜，你让我们能够把心中的愿望告诉你。主啊，求你与我们同住，求你改变我们的家，求你把你的荣耀彰显给我们和我们的儿女。谢谢主，哈利路亚，感谢你，哈利路亚。主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在我们身上长久的忍耐。
That on our, in our lives, you, there is patience.
你对待我们和我们的儿女。
How you treat us and our children.
是满了恩典，也满了怜悯。
It's full of grace and mercy.
主啊，我们是顽梗不肯听话的百姓。
Lord, we are a rebellious people.
所以我们的属灵光景一直好像没有办法有好的转变。
So that our spiritual condition is unable to change.
今天早晨，我们在主的面前恳切的祈求。
This morning before our Lord, we beg of you.
主啊，在我们家中做奇妙的工作。
Lord, do a miraculous work within our families.
让我们都来爱慕你。
So that we can love you.
对你心存敬畏。
That we can have reverence for you.
对你的话有尊重。
To respect your words.
对你在我们身上的作为，我们有感恩。
To be thankful for the work that you've done.
主啊，求你把羔羊的形象更深刻画在我们里面。
Lord, etch deeply upon in our hearts the image of the Lamb.
使我们和我们的儿女们都被磨成你自己的形象。
So that together we and our children may be conformed to your image.
在地上来彰显你自己的荣耀和美德。
To manifest your glory and your beauty.
主啊，你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
无论是大人，无论是孩子。
Whether we are adults or children.
都需要你的救赎。
We truly need your salvation.
使我们能够改变。
So that we can change.
我们家庭的氛围可以改变。
So that our family may change.
让我们家中充满你的爱。
So that our family may be filled with your love.
充满属灵的空气。
Filled with the breath of your spiritual breath.
充满你自己。
To be filled with you.
好叫我们和我们的儿女得福。
So that together we and our children may be blessed.
谢谢你听我们祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name.
Amen. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.